That's of Chachasim Beis. Kol Shivas Yomim Adam Oisus Sukkasei Keva or Beis Yarei. A person makes his Sukkah Keva Beis Yarei. Yodu Gisham, Gisham go down. Maybe same with the Lefanis. When you lay the Lefanis, Mishat Tisach Mikvah. So Gemara says that at what point when the rain comes down, you're allowed to Lefanis, you're allowed to go out of your Sukkah. The point is when the soup would get spoiled. So the shayla is, what's the pshat and the shear of the soup getting spoiled? What's the agdara? What's the pshat that's going to be the shear? So the most pashur pshat is that's just the gadol halacha is that there's a din teshuva came to do by sukkah, and somebody who's mitzar, if you're suffering in the sukkah, you're not chayiv in yeshiva sukkah. So pashur pshat, the Mishnah saying a gadol, at what point is a person being mitzar? When you're at the point where there's enough rain over there that it's messing up your food, and the food's getting ruined. So at that point, we're going to say you're mitzar. And the Mishnah is letting you, the Mishnah isn't really so much of a chiddush in not mimchash and udin. It's telling you there's a dim mitzar, which the Gemara before brought down. We'll see barichas and the gather mitzar. But the Mishnah is saying when is mitzar? The pasuk mitzar is at the point when the food's getting ruined. That's going to be the gather, and that's going to be mitzar. Until then, you're not considered mitzvah, and this would be a full-fledged chi of sukkah. And even if it's raining, drizzling, there'll be a full-fledged chi of yeshiva sukkah.
Why wouldn't be telling this person tzar?
So one second, we'll have to get to that. In other words, why is it telling this person tzar? So kipshutai, there is a rai from the Gemara, the Gemara brings down that the story with Rabbi Rabbi Yosef and Abaya. So Abaya was sitting in front of Rav Yosef, and the Zika came down, and the things were falling to the sukkah. So Yosef says, let's get out of here. Pono mani machin. Go inside. I'm like, Abaya, what do you mean? The soup's not getting ruined. So Amalei, he told him to no. So what's the catch? What do you mean? The soup's not getting ruined. What do you mean? I'm a star. What was Abaya's taina on Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef says, this thing falling in the sukkah, it's star, it's bothering me. He's like, the Baya, what do you mean? It's a Feresh Mishnah. It's like, what was going on over here? The Chayra, he's saying it's star. So what's he telling him the Taina from the Mishnah? So the Taz, going also, they're being right from over here, that in order to be star, it's not totally in every single person's personal issues. In order to be star, it's be something which is derech ben eldim to star. If it's something which people are normally star, then that's considered star. If it's not something which is normal for a person to be mitzvah, that would not be considered mitzvah. Therefore, it's tiny tim was that the Mishnah says it has to be the soup's getting ruined, soup's not getting ruined. So what's the pshat that you're going and leaving the sukkah? That so we see vaysuchay some mitzvah is not telling you personally. It's something which is more a general mitzvah, and it has to be that people, normal people, are mitzvah. Oh, so what was the answer back? So what answering back? Nasi tiny tim, you're not mitzvah. He answered back. Since I'm an Inei Daita, I'm an Istinus, so then that's called Mitzar.
A separate group.
That the pshat is, it's something called a separate group. People who are Istinuses, they're people who are, you know, whatever, and the people which it bothers them less. So somebody who's an Istinus, then that's considered, a separate group, and those people who are considered a separate group, then you're considered Mitzar, much like in a regular person who is. You know, if you're an Islamist group, then you have a right to say you're mitzvah. So as we see aside, the mitzvah has to be either something, people which are mitzvah. Now, what's called people? Regular people. That's in people, you're in a separate group. You're an Islamist, right? And being that you're Islamist, so therefore, that's considered a different gather, and therefore the mitzvah could be less.
Was Rabbi Yosef saying
that
they should all leave, or
are
you saying he was
going to be? That's a hara. I mean, he's saying, let's leave over here. Why is Rabbi Yosef?
So let's leave or so let's take away the
Kalim. Let's take away the Kalim. So Abai says, like, what are you doing? So, yeah, according to this, I have to come out.
Take away the Kalim. You meant to say, let's take away the Kalim.
Let's go. Let's leave, right? And that's a little bit of an aura. Like, why didn't he say, like, okay.
His claim.
Okay.
Maybe
he
has to go to Rabbi.
Well? Maybe
Thomas.
Let's go to Rabbi. Okay. So, kids, basically, see that you say, no, I mean, it has been right from here, that the star is something which is totally in everybody. And there could be certain categories. There was like different levels of, like, you know, yeshiva man might be a little less mitzvah than, okay, this is going back how many years ago? About 20 years ago, whatever. My grandfather came to Eretz Yisrael, and he took us to the plaza back in the day when people, Al Kapanim, we went there for sukkahs. So that was like my one experience of being like, you know, a rich man. If you're not used to it, it's like, doesn't go. Like, they have like all these fancy food with wines and this and that. Like, I hated it. You know? I don't have those taste buds. You know, I'm just like whatever. But anyhow, Al Kapanim, like, I had nothing to eat. Everyone's sitting there like, you know. But Al Kapanim, so one day it rained in the sukkah. It rained in the morning. And when it came time for the Suda, it was not raining anymore. So they didn't set up. They didn't set up outside. They set up everyone inside because, you know, everyone's a mitzvah. And now the shayla was like, you know, what to do? Do we have to eat in the sukkah? I have to eat the sukkah. There's another guy there, another in command. He said, no, to me it wasn't a problem. Like, it's just whatever. But so I personally was not a mitzvah. So I would not be a shoe. Everyone else, those chev who are mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah.
I say, it's wet and dripping. It's a chi. It's not. Look, you're paying like how many $1,000 a day, whatever, you know, for a Suda, and like it's like raining, whatever. Yeah. You can't understand it? Okay. You really should have known. Okay, you should always say it like that. Okay.
What? It was raining.
Okay, we'll get more into luck in the part when we got there. But I'm saying, interesting story, but for them, they're a category, those, like, you know, the best I mentioned about, I think, Mitzvah, like, Matzev. Me, whatever, you know. Lavdafka, I'll be considered Mitzvah. Okay, we'll come back to that. Anyhow, Al Kapanim. So, Kitzer, so we Pashup Shad is that, you know, Soyed is that it's a gather in. What level of person sitting mitzvah when the soup gets spoiled before that person not big sitting mitzvah? The Ran says, Ran was in the Gemara. The Gemara says that why is it Sukkah? Why is it that you're eating in the sukkah and the rain came down? Let's say it was before you're eating in the sukkah. So Zakhtaran, it's a chiddush, even though he's already eating the sukkah and he started the mitzvah. Nokik I got a dafka mishisalach, he started eating. Deinamutal lefana says on mitzvah, hamikvah. What's the reason why? Kadesh Lir Mibait Basakasa of Yotzabai. Have a loy hiskel, the Kanisbai, Kotsa, Mistah Maxik Sham is going to be Pater. So Ryan says, America Kachidis. Ryan says that. The Mar says in a case where you're milling the sukkah, it's raining, and it's running your soup. Zakhtar Ran, why is there a situation where you're milling eating? Why don't you say, even before you start eating? Zakhtar Ran, if it's before you started eating, Kozman, you're Mistah, you're going to be Pater. Over here, the Mishnah is saying, it's tremendous Kiddish. That even though you're mitzvah, if you're milling the sukkah, you're doing a mitzvah, if you run out right away, that's like it's showing like you're running away from the mitzvah, you're by the mitzvah, it's a bizoyin to the mitzvah, and therefore until you get to the level that the soup's getting ruined, you're not able to leave the sukkah. Now, as the Ran's saying, the betzim mitzvah, give the mitzvah, betzim much less would be considered mitzvah. If I didn't start eating, I'm be putter. Only over here, where I already started eating the sukkah, if I run out of the sukkah, it looks like a bizayin sukkah. So even though I'm a star, it still is a din. You have to stay in the sukkah. And as according to the Ran, comes out that there's some type of din, kipshut din darbanan, that the Mishnah Mechadesh, even though a person is a star, in a situation where you already start eating, until you get the level where it's just so bad, your food's getting ruined, you have to stay in the sukkah. So it looks like you're mivaz of the mitzvah. But before you start already, they'll be considered a level of mitzvah. What's nafgina? Because is a pasuk nafgina. It's drizzling, right? And I'm mitzvah. So according to the Rishonim, that it's not considered mitzvah until you get to the level of that soup's getting ruined. So it's a regular mitzvah shiva sukkah. You can make a bracha and you chayiv in sukkah. According to the Ran, be'etzem, you're not really chayiv in sukkah at this point. Mitzvah on pater. Now, vice the din, once I started eating, I'm in the sukkah, or I'm in the sukkah already, if I leave right away, that's going to be bazillion to the sukkah, I have to stay to that level, to a higher level of mitzvah. But be'etzim right now, it's not a, there's no kiyim be'etzim b'sukkah. Sometimes din darbanan that you have to do it. So Bir Kiryakov says, the nafka min is going to be that, according to the Rishonim, Avad, the Pasuk Shad, at the level of Mitzvah, Avad, at that point, I'm chayiv in the sukkah, and I have to make a bracha and everything. According to the Ran, the Be'etzem Mitzad, Mitzvah, Be'etzem, I would be Mitzvah already, just a higher level. It shouldn't look like a Mivaz of the Mitzvah. At that point, Be'etzem, I'm not having key Mitzvah sukkah, just like a Dinder Abonah, not the Mivaz of the sukkah. And at that point, if I didn't make a bracha again, I started eating and it's drizzling, Be'etzem, I would not be able to make a bracha. It's a Sifkat and Laman, he says. Kriyakav Tafresh Laman, it's a Sifkat and Laman.
Bikuriyakav?
Bikuriyakav, yeah. It says, Tamzeh Eloi Yivarech Leishe Besukah, Kol Kesham Yerdim Shiftar Yidam Hayodam, Fianim Timitim Shittas Ramaka, Yantim Ad Shem Yisrael Gam, you have to wait, or you can sit without a bracha, and then afterwards maybe you have to make a bracha. Mashen Kein, according to other Rishonim, it will come out that you would also make a bracha. Fine. Kids, those are two stardom pshat and mishnah. The pashat pshat and mishnah is that it's not considered mitzvah to take at that level. The Ran is saying about you are considered mitzvah just as far when you're eating. It's a zman where we say that a person doesn't have to go ahead and leave. A person doesn't have to go ahead and leave the sukkah.
What
do you say?
We saw the Rishonim
hold,
you don't go into the sukkah when it's
drizzling. No. They have a chiv, no. The other Rishonim hold, you only consider mitzvah when it gets to the point your soup's getting ruined. If it's drizzling, chiv, you go to sukkah, make a bracha.
Ran says you don't go in.
Ran says you don't go in. And even if you're in, it's not really a kiyum mitzvah. You only have to go in, number one. And even if you're in, let's say, and you start eating, it's not considered you didn't make a bracha yet. You know, so let's say it's drizzly. So according to Rishonim, you have to go in and make a bracha. It's a full fledged sukkah. According to Manas, there's no betzam mitzad mitzar yipater. Therefore, you would not go ahead and well,
leaving the bezenah.
Only when you're there, you leave the mitzvah. It's drizzling, then we know you have to go into the sukkah. Therefore, that scenario
comes out. Inside the sukkah, the water's coming down. You don't mean that just it's drizzling and the water's not going inside the sukkah. You mean to say that there's some drizzling lightly inside the sukkah, just not the sheer of the.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's not a star. If it's raining and it's fully covered, then there. So Emma says a similar nusach has a sad to say that could be like along the lines of the Ran, but a little bit differently. So has sad to say that perhaps maybe mitzad mitzar maybe will be considered less at a lower level in order to be considered mitzar. Just what, you know, we have a kashkin. What's the mishnah telling the ruining the soup? What's it telling you? So Bajbashabi says that's the level when you consider mitzar. The Ran's learning you're mitzar even less, just as a din you have to wait. Because it looks like a mevazah sukkah. So Evans has a similar notion. You want to say that maybe mitzvah maybe could be possibly could be less than that. Just he says that the din of mitzvah. He says a svara that something which is that everyone is going to pot to everyone from yeshiva sukkah. That level of mitzvah is when you have to higher level in order to go ahead to pot to the person from sitting in the sukkah. As if Yochid has a personal issue, whatever the issue is, let's say for you. Whatever, it's noisy or there are bugs in your sukkah, fine. Whenever you find your mitzvah, leave. When it's raining outside, the going to pot to everyone in the sukkah, it's going to be bitl mitzvah sukkah, you want to say a svar, then maybe b'chei gavna, the gather mitzvah has to be a higher level, and until you get to the point that it's going to rain and ruin the soup, we're not going to pot to you mitzvah the term mitzvah, and there's still be a chiv to sit in the sukkah.
If I am
person
of mitzvah, I
such a bracha because the... That's what I want to say. Which is very bechidish, because it doesn't make so much sense, because, I mean, I don't understand it really so much. But it's because, like, manashach. Mitzvah is part of the teshin ke tedur. So it's not a dormant to get in, it's the rise to get in. So, like, ma... You know, what's the...
So what would be the shock of the story with
the rabbi? The
Tal Negro, I don't love that. The shock of the story, why? That, personally, yes, the mission, right, doesn't fit so well to that also. Her. You have to have it. No, because that's a personal thing. There's a, and there's the only time when we say the soup. That's a good arasa. What? Yeah, that's the thing I did. Fine. Because the other two stuff are more pasha. Fine. Mishnah goes right. The Mishnah says that it's a mashal ma'adavadema. That it goes, that it's a mashal ma'adavadema that a kashmacha goes and throws, sorry, that the kais the rabbi and throws kitan al panav. So when is this din that we say that it's a, everyone knows it's a simon ra? If it rains on sukkahs, the question is, when do we say this then? So we'll see more in the halacha, but obviously, yes, we're talking about a place where it's not, where it doesn't rain, right? It's in Tomei Naritsa, where it's not the rainy season. If it's a chutzar, it's the rainy season, it doesn't show what's the bizarre, that's regular, doesn't show anything out of the ordinary. But Kipshut is Tomei Naritsa, in a place where it normally doesn't rain, then it's going to be considered a davar bizarre. So the pashas is, when is the siman klal? The pashas pshat, you would say, is that it's all sukkahs. Whenever I want to do the mitzvah and I can't do the mitzvah, it's showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either the Maharis is telling what it is, but the Kipshuta HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing he doesn't want us to do the mitzvah, and therefore that's why it's like throwing a kais. HaKadosh Baruch Hu throwing kais at us. And the Rambam Pesach Mishnah over here says a nusach that It's like the Rambam. You read this Kesham betchila sukkis, remez Kesham einu miskabel maasim beratzen. The lesson in the Rambam is at the beginning of sukkis, the remez of Kesh Bochus is not miskabel maasim beratzen. So the Medayik in the Rambam, he says clearly, the only time it's clear to call is dafka the tchila sukkis, the first night. Why? Because there's mamash achiev, there's mamash achiev, you have achiev, you have to tesvav tesvav, there's a chiev to eat in the all the days. It's love that it's a chiev to eat. You want to eat. If you eat, you have to eat in the sukkah. First night is a chiev to eat, tesvav tesvav is a chiev to eat. When is a chiev to eat? If it get rained out, that's, we say that's considered a simen klal. What? Lav dafka, because it's something which is, if it's normal, it only shows like that ordinary, because we'll go through the rain at us. If it's man gesham, it's lav dafka. But come on, Ram is saying that dafka, when there's a chiev to eat, and I can't do the chiev, that shows it's bizayin. Mashing in the rest of the sukkahs where there's no chiev to eat. If I eat, then I have to eat in the sukkah, and after lav dafka, I have to eat. So therefore, it's not considered bizayin, it's dafka tchilas achak. The Pekri Yaakov says, what? Right, it's only tchilas achag. That's the lesson of the Rambam. Only the beginning of sukkahs when there's a chiyuv. The rest of sukkahs will not be considered a simchal. The Pekri Yaakov says that to do this machlokes rishonim on the first night of sukkahs is there p'tur mistar or not? I'm sure all you remember when you chutzlar, it's raining the first night of sukkahs. Is there then p'tur mistar or not? Machlokes rishonim. Do we say is mistar only in the regular chiyuv of sukkahs, the whole sukkahs? But the first night of sukkahs was a chiyuv tesav tesvav. Maybe it's an andrasart chiyuv, and it's not going to be considered a mitzvah. Or you say no, the chiyuv that we learn out from Pesach is a chiyuv on the first night of sukkahs that has the same gedarim, and also is going to be considered a p'tur mitzvah on the first night of sukkahs. So Pirkei Avot wants to make chayzim like this: the first night of sukkahs is raining. If you hold that even if it's raining, that there's a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah, you have to eat in the sukkah. So he says, is that considered a simen klal? What's a simen klal? So Makala the Kashwa is saying, I don't want you to do the mitzvah. But if the halacha is, like the Rishonim, that even when it's raining, I have to sit in the sukkah, so then where's the Simakala over here? Elamai, all the Rishonim will hold that there's a chiv sukkah, even when you mitzvah on the first night of sukkahs, for keret. The Simakala is dafka, not on the first day of sukkahs. It's the rest of the year, rest of sukkahs. It's only the rest of sukkahs. Now, I want to go do the mitzvah sukkah. If it's raining, I'm part of from yeshiva sukkah. That's going to be considered a simen klala. But the first night, if you hold them, it's star, it's chayv in sukkah. So it's not a simen klala then. Either way, I have to send the sukkah. So it's not considered a simen klala then. And if it says all the rishonim will hold that there's no term of star first night of sukkahs, I'll forget it from the Rambam. The dafka, the rest of the days, it's a simen klala. But the first night, we're not making simen klala because anyhow, I have to eat in the sukkah. The Rambam, he says, holds there's a term of star the first night. I mean, there's a term of star the first night, therefore it's a simen klala. Mashenkein, all the Rishonim, well, there's a chiyuv, we daf for the rest of the days. Mashenkein, the first day is not. So see, Yechiel's making a face. Why?
Because you could just say that from the fact that it's raining, it shows that Hashem doesn't even want us then.
Right, so he says, maybe you can say that, no. Then what's the simen klala? Because what I'm saying, showing he doesn't want you to do it. He's giving you a challenge. Making it hard, making it difficult for you, Hashem doesn't want you to do the mitzvah. So, if you live a life like that, in trouble, right? We don't back down from challenges, right? Because Yaakov says... What?
It's a
Marda, it's even the first night, and there's no... So, because Yaakov says, if you're sitting in a sukkah when it's raining, and it's a challenge, and it's hard, you get much more schar. So, that's not because Baruch Hashem doesn't want your mitzvahs. He's giving you more opportunity to do a mitzvah, a fun saragah, to do an eifin, where it's hard and difficult, so it's not showing it doesn't want to avoid that. And just because something's hard doesn't mean it's not a sim, right? It's not a simon. You know the story of Moshe, right? So they're at a chasana, so the chasana like picked up the ring and he's, you know, sarah kadashly and like it fell down. Picked up again, tried again, fell down, got lost. And they couldn't find the Lord looking out for the ring. Kids said the shrig guy like had enough, you know, like this is not meant to be, it's not prashart, you know, like you know, she's out of here. You know? Somebody said, no, the Peshet is, that should be, take it, you know, be a little difficult, and you know, that's the way it's supposed to be. Vakapanim, they have a skits of a crack of and say it's machlekes, that according to the Rambam, this is the first night of sukkah, holds that there's no chiyuv, mashing all the Rishonim, who would be dafka the rest of the nights, mashing the first night, we're not being sitting in fine, the Gemara says, Sof, Kol, Shavuz Yomim, Adam, Lysa Sukkah, Sekeva, Beis Arai, Keita, Ila Kelim, Ma'al Sukkah, Matsayis, Ma'al Sukkah, Uchav, Shavuz, Ma'al Sukkah. This is a very important in Brisa. We see that the din teishvei king to do, or stayed in the right, so that there's a din. What does it mean we have to do? You have to, number one, you have to make your sukkah keva beis arai. Your main house is the sukkah, and your house is arai. What should you do? You have kelim noyim, bring to the sukkah, nice couch, bring it to the sukkah, and you aichos shoysu matal the sukkah. That the gather of it is, they're supposed to make your house tuffel, and the sukkah the ikker. And you're supposed to make the sukkah as most comfortable as possible. Lesson around Rambam in Parashat Mishnayos was that you make your house the bayis shimush, like more like your shed, where you store things. You know, I mean, and the sukkah is your kikvias and that's what you have to do. Which you can see when we get to the halacha. So what's the gather davar? Now you're supposed to make this for 7 days. You're supposed to make this is ikker. Now in your house, you have air conditioning in your house, so she put air conditioning in your sukkah. What is that?
Make it a lot easier.
And make it a lot more comfortable. So besides, you have to go ahead and put air conditioning in your sukkah. People do. It's very geschmack if you have it. But it's pretty expensive to do that.
American
need heating. He knows what's going to be the gather job. So say, this is your ikker, and this is that right. So see when we get to more talakha, how vite. What do you say?
You don't have tiles in your house. You don't have grass in your house.
I guess we have to imagine is like how comfortable you have to make the sukkah. You know, you're supposed to make your, this is your ikker, this is that right. Kalim noyim, bring to the sukkah, it says, right? Motzeis noyim means you have nice beds, nice couches. A person has a chiv to go and bring the sukkah. It's a very surprising. And we have to imagine, we have to look exactly how white a person has to, do you have to bring a heater? Do you have to bring an air conditioner? How fancy you have to make it? And we have to see when we get the,
if you have a 6,000 square foot home, you have to make the sukkah the same size.
What do
you say? You have to make the sukkah the same size as your house.
Can't be
six rooms
in your house.
All right. So that's what we're making. Mitzad echad is the dirus arai, right? Mitzad echad has to be supposed to make it kain to diru. So that's why we see we get the lacha exactly what my hagdara of that bidiyuk. We have to do the sukkah. Oichel shoisa mitay b'sukkah. You have to eat, drink, and mitay b'sukkah. This is also you have to mitay b'sukkah. You're supposed to hang out in the sukkah. Supposed to it's the mitzvah is not just eating, sleeping. Supposed to be metayav sukkah. It's supposed to be metayav sukkah. Now, what does it mean? Shayis, you have to drink in the sukkah. Well, you know, what do you have to drink in the sukkah? You know, so you do that in terms of drinking in the sukkah. If you have a shakah, you have to drink in the sukkah. So if it's not wine, it's brought down. Raise a meshubah. It's a meila, but that's there's no chiyav. The price of it sounds like there's some type of level. This is what you're supposed to be doing. Sounds like there's some type of level of chiyuv. So you have to know what does it mean in terms of shtiyah. So I don't say maybe wine, which we'll have to see. Maybe without a couple of possibilities, let's see as we develop the sukkah, we're more in the and we share in the place again. But here it sounds like there's din shtiyah in the sukkah. So you could say one of three possibilities what it means. You could say maybe wine, that wine is a chiyuv, which we'll see maybe machlokes rishayim. That could be one diyuk. There's another tzad that. This is a very slight stick of shayla. That which you want to drink in the sukkah, what's the reason why? Because that's not because that's all right. It's not because it's a kvias. Let's say you're in the middle of a suda, and you're in matzav a kvias. At that point, you have to go in and eat in the sukkah. We'll get to that. Which that this came up by that back in the plaza. So we mentioned like they set up inside. So there's another young man over there, and he's like, you know, here's what should I do. I said, I'm going to the sukkah because I go to sukkah. You know, Shfar is going to kill him. So what should he do? So Shaila was, can he wash in the sukkah? Like anyone who's looking, wash in the sukkah, and then go up and eat in the dining room or everything else, and just stay away from his zainus. What's he say to Shaila? The Shaila is, things which are not chayv in sukkah, the Shaila, he said to Shaila is, that's because Achilles are right. If you're part of Achilles Kava, you're in Milvah Suda, maybe that comes into...
That's considered part of the same
suda.
If you go out of the room, you can't see the place.
You
have to make a
bracha. Now, if you're having, let's say you wash, and you're having, what do you mean?
If you go into a different room,
you're not having a bracha. Not a mitzi, I'm saying. Shini makkah. Maybe there's a shal shini makkah. It's not like a chila, but you wouldn't have to make no bracha. If you have das benching, maybe I have an issue in terms of what to do. So maybe it means over here. Adam shay. So then maybe mil v'suda. Maybe that's what it means. If you're eating, then what?
Nothing to do with
shtir,
that has to do with the
suda. The Mishnah said it was the shtir. Mishnah shtir, what does Mishnah say? Right, you eat. So maybe it's when I'm eating, I have to drink.
So then it's all suda, as long as you do, it sounds like there's a thing to drink. If you tell me it's part of the suda,
what's that? The time is the thing, yeah. That being the passage is like, what's the first name again?
Sayuda
Kaval, saying that. Is saying that it sounds like this was just like Achila the Din, just like Matal's Din. It sounds like Shtia would be its own Din. We'll have to see, you know, where that fits in terms of everything else. Fine. The Mar brings down Stira in terms of we have to learn the Sukkah, very important. We have the Venegea. The Mar brings down we have to Mikra, Mr. Matalasa, the Tony Bar Matalasa. The Mar brings down Stira, we have to learn the Sukkah or not. The Mar says, Hala Migris, Hala Biune. There's a difference between Migris and Biune. So Rashi learns Migris, the two types of learning. There's a situation when a person's learning be'ion, then Rashi's saying it'll be potter. Mashenkev is just doing the Migris, he's just learning be'kis, then Mishanein, that's not going to be chayv. What's the reason why? It's like Rashi, what's the sort of davar? Rashi learns the word is that im yirtza the mitztaru, your mitztar potem the sukkah. Va'afra yofel lachav daitai, when a person's learning be'ion, if he's in a sukkah, it's going to be mitzvah. Why is it mitzvah? Because it's going to affect his learning. And the Avar, Yafaloy Lachar Daitai, and therefore Rashi's in the Yisrael Davar is, what's the chilik between learning Be'ian? The Pshat is over there, the Yisrael Davar is, that person be mitzvah. That's the Yisrael Davar. The Ran brings down a Gersa. First of all, even this way, Tircha bar mitulasim shem mitzdar, mitzdar part of Masukah, Arv Yofa lachiv daitai, Istar mi ifcha, Yunei hainu keva, abay Sukah. Ion is a kvias, and if you need Sukah, Mashenkein, when you do it bekias, then it's going to be arai, and it's not going to be chayv and Sukah. And as the Rambam's learning, there's two ways to understand Pshat in the Sukah. The one way to understand the Sukah is the part of mitzdar, that in order to be chalak two types of learning, sometimes learning a person is mitzvah when he learns in sukkah. When a person is learning more be'ian, so he needs yishev adas. And when he learns be'ian, it's going to be mitzvah. I'm not saying if you just learn more shichlitik, learn more b'kiyistik, shinandik, then already not going to be mitzvah, and then you're going to be chayiv. The Ran's learning that has nothing to do with mitzvah. The Yisrael Dov is, just like this in Achilas Keva has to be in the sukkah, Achilas Arai does not have to be in the sukkah. So the Gemara is saying there are two types of learning. There's a learning which can be considered a kvius, and there's learning which is not going to be considered a kvias. If a person is learning be'ion, so that's considered a learning which is a kvias, and therefore that's something which has to be in the sukkah. Hashenken, a person just learning more b'kiyistik, that's like a chilis arai, it's not so much of a kvias, and therefore a person is not going to be chayv in the sukkah. And as according to the Ran and Rashi, it's two different worlds. And as stam da halacha and stam da lamdas. What's the halacha of learning b'kiyas? Went to Rashi, what's the halacha? Let me kiss Kardashi. Chayv v'sukkah. You're not mitzvah. You're chayv v'sukkah. According to the Ran is saying that no, there's no chayv v'sukkah. That's not considered a kvias. That's just arai. And being that's not considered a kvias, it's just a chayv arai. Therefore, there is no chayv to go ahead and sit in the sukkah. That's one afkamina between Rashi and the Ran. Another possible afkamina is, let's say you're learning be'ian, and you're not sure if you're mitzvah. A lot of times it's not clear that exactly got them star. Like how much is he mistar? Especially if we saw some stars from most people, not just you, unless you're a separate category. So let's say it's not 100% clear whether you're mistar or not. So according to Rashi, the Gemara is saying, Minastam, somebody learns be'in, you are mistar. So if you have a tzad, if you have a suffix, you're mistar. Kipshuta in Rashi, I would say that you have a right to say, I'm mistar, and therefore you can be put there from Yeshiva Sukkah. I'm saying, according to the Ran, the Sukkah never discussed Mistar over here. The Sukkah just discussed Achilas Keva versus Achilas Arai. If you don't have a clarity that you are Mistar, then Avada V'chei Gavda, we're going to say you're Chayiv, and you have to be Mamshech. You're supposed to come and be Mamshech. We're not going to say you considered it. You're not going to say you considered it a Mistar.
Does the Ran agree that across the board, most people are Mistar?
No. That's not the Ran. If you're Mistar in the Chanami. Rashi's saying the Gemara is saying there's a word mistar, Ian is mistar, because he's not mistar. Therefore, somebody's learning, he's not sure he's mistar. We can say, be Ian mistar, we can say mistar. The Ran is, that wasn't the focus of Sugyo. The focus was Keva versus Arai. Now, if I know I'm a star, Peseder. But a lot of times, the Agdar mistar is not so clear. I get childs all the time, the whole circus, right? How many mistar am I not mistar? Is it enough to be mistar? I'm not going to say enough mistar. So, according to Rashi, the Gemara says, you're mistar, be Ian. So, unless you're confident you're not mitzdar, you've right to assume that you're mitzdar. And around, the more we never discuss mitzdar, kipshutai, unless you're convinced that you're mitzdar, we're not able to say you're considered mitzdar. Now, and that's in Braisa, the Gemara says, Mikra Misna B'matalata. Mikra and Misna, that's going to be in the Sukkah. So what does it mean, Mikra and Mishnah? Misna and Misna. According to Rashi, what's going on? Bekiyas, right? You only Chomesh, only Bekiyas, and therefore, that's why that's going to be in the Sukkah. According to the Ran, that Braisa is telling you that what? No, Mikra and Mishnah B'matalata in the Sukkah, why? What?
Because
Kvias. That's considered a Kvias, and therefore you have to be in the Sukkah. So we see a very fascinating concept over here. We see that Teresh of Iksav and Mishnayis, the Ran's calling, that's called a Kvias, and you can be Chayiv in the Sukkah. This should like really change your approach to a Yilun Chumash, right? Right? The Ran's telling you that the Shad is, you know, Mikra and Mishnah, that's a Kvias. And it's a kvias, it's a eon, it's a kvias, and therefore it's going to be chayiv in the sukkah. And it's interesting that yeah.
What's the definition of kvias?
What do you say?
What's the definition of kvias?
Right. Kipshuta is how focus. How sometimes you're sitting on the couch, you're just reading for whatever. You're trying to fall asleep. I remember it was once by Chaim Kanievsky. So we went in by this one, I was a bacher. So we went in by hours, and then for whatever reason, I went back in again to see what's going on. Maybe I didn't get a bra. Whatever it was, because I went back in, and he really was like, he already finished the hours, and he was lying down. So he was lying down on like a bed, like tense farm piled down, like he's sitting there, reading a sefer. Like, I guess he's reading until he's falling asleep. So that is not such a matzvah kviyas. It's more raidik, and not so hokfa. Mashenkein, when a person's sitting down for against the kvias, and that being said, much more kvias. I did see on the bottom of the Torahs, the red Torahs and the glitz in the bottom, they want to say that maybe the gather kvias is a little different. That's, if you're doing it in the normal surah, how you're doing it, that's considered kvias. Something which is normally done in more of a matzav of kvias, if you're not doing it like that, that's a chesaron in the kvias. So mikra, then I want to say if I carry the mikra mishnah, which lav dafka person always does in such a kavadika matziv. So therefore, that's good enough for kvias, and therefore that this is the surah of the kvias, and therefore that's why you have to do it. Mashenkein, when a person learns it in a certain way, if it's not in the surah which you normally do it, that wouldn't be considered the level of kvias. Fine. The Gemara goes right there.
So we have to take a piece of cake
on the way out of the house, so we don't have to go even sit
there. Right. Could be. Fine. The Gemara says, Amar Rava Mani Mishnah B'Metalta. Drinking is in the sukkah. Kalim is drinking in sukkah. Money mechalta b'am sukkah. Kalim, which a person has, it has to be done out of the sukkah. So what's the yisrael davar of this? The Gemara says that kalim have to be out of the sukkah. Why do kalim have to be out of the sukkah? What's the case talking about? So Dr. Rashi, korish l'ach shalchabem, so kalim in the sukkah, mishum miyus. Rashi learns that after you finish eating, the kalim, which you finish, you have to get rid of them out of the sukkah. What's the reason why? Is being that's considered moyus. So therefore, that's the reason why you have to take him out of the sukkah. Tais brings on Yisrael Farshim. Some people say, "What's talking about?" Kederis of Agnei Delisha. The Sivas Adavar is because it's things which are kalim, which you use for lisha. Time Tais for King to do Rabbanan. Hani any regalias of base dira. That Tais says a different shot. The Pshat is talking about children kalim. Those are not ruggle to be in the house and sechsern in Tais for King to diru. And that's the reason why you have to take it out. So again, we have a study through Machlekes. Rash learns Kalim, after you finish, you have to take him out because of Moyas. We'll come back in a second with Agdara. Taisa says the Varda is talking about these Kalim which you use for Lisha. That's a chesaron in Teishu King to do it. And Mordechai points out that according to Taisa, is there any din you have to take out the Kalim out of the Sukkah? He says that no, there's no Makar such a thing. In Rashi, we have this Yisai, new site, something which is Moyas, you have to get rid of it, take it out of the Sukkah. Mashing in Taisa, he says the Yisai the Dover is out Kalim which Alicia, it's not Teishu King to do. There would be no mekar. You have to go take out the kelim out of the sukkah, and therefore you would not have to take the kelim out of the sukkah.
The
kelim you ate with. Yeah, the kelim you ate with. Kelim with lisha, which you have to do. Now, what's the pshat in Rashi? Rashi says the yisod hadavar is that it's moyus. What's the yisod hadavar in Rashi? You can understand Rashi two ways. The kamin af kamin is. Is the yisod of Rashi is that it's a davar moyus. The pshat is that there's a concept. Pizei mitzvah. You're not supposed to mitzvahs have to be chashev, and you have to treat it with respect. And you're not supposed to do something which is bizoyin to the sukkah. Therefore, if you leave the sukkah in the oven where it's a mess, and it's a wreck, and it's dirty, and it's filthy, that's a bizoy mitzvah. And therefore, that's the reason why it's going to be a chisaron. This is not a problem. The Tosfos is definitely a chisaron teishah to do. It's a problem, and that's a yeshiva sukkah. And there's a chisaron in the way you're living. It's a chisaron. That's a maisa yeshiva sukkah. And Rashi, yesh lachker, as he said, the davar is that, besides the etzim yeshiva sukkah is fine, just you shouldn't be doing a davar bizayin in the sukkah. It's not a proper, respectable thing to do in the sukkah. Remember, I was in 11th, and I was in high school, so the Rebbe's saying you have to do everything in sukkah, and you're supposed to do everything in the sukkah. So I raised my hand, I said, should I bring my TV into the sukkah? I got the bounce for that, but anyhow. But I'll go upon him. So the Varda is, will be the sign that they not supposed to do davar b'zayin in the sukkah. There's a Varda being, it's not a problem in the chesaron yeshiva sukkah, it's they not supposed to be vaz in the sukkah. Therefore, kelim after could be soy that's davar moyus, it's not a chesaron, it's not a chesaron teshek, they ain't to diru. Nafkamina is
nobody sitting in the sukkah.
Nafkamina is no one sitting in the sukkah, yeah. Right, like you're Nafkamina, no one sitting in the sukkah. The problem is, treat the sukkah with respect, don't leave it as a mess. Or the pshat is, it's a Varda in the etzem yeshiva sukkah, it's a chesaron in the etzem maitzi yeshiva sukkah of teshu kain tadiru. The riff, the last riff in the Masechta, says the Meritik Reid over here. What happens if you leave the kalim in the sukkah? Is this a din lechachila? They shouldn't be doing it, or it's something which is etzem gonna passel the sukkah. So the Gemara brings down in the fourth parak that what do you do on the eighth day of sukkah? We'll check with what time they're coming soon. On the eighth day of sukkah, the person wants to send the sukkah. What do you do in order to What do you do on if the sukkah? If you want a person wants to be mamshich and sit in the sukkah, it's very negeya in Eretz Yisrael. If you keep one day yontif and you're having guests over, right? Your parents are here, your shvaris here, so they're going to sit in the sukkah on the last day of sukkah. So like, what do you do? You're not allowed to sit in the sukkah because of Baal Bal Taisif. So what do you go do? So the Gemara brings down. First, the Gemara brings down. You bring down kalim. Then the Gemara says that if you don't have kalim, what do you do? Kids, the Gemara says over there, what you should do is, the Gemara brings outside that you bring in money machala, you bring it to the sukkah. You bring these things into the sukkah, and the lesson of the riff is, I like having money machala, umifsale, it passes it, what's the makar, dama rava, money machala, the bar mitalasa. And the riff says, I'm right to grade, that when you have these kalim in the sukkah, it passes the sukkah. What's the makar from our Gemara? Gemara says that kalim have to be out, food, kalim have to be out of the sukkah. And it's like the riff that's going to passel the sukkah. It's not just a din l'chachila, it's a chesaron in the etzem yeshiva sukkah, and it goes ahead and passels the sukkah. The Baal Amar over there, Afanart, over there says that it's meant to skiddish to say it passels the sukkah. Lifsel, sukkah bekach. Ain't a sukkah bekach by Salas. It doesn't passel. I think Mara says if you bring in minimacholei, it's just a hecker ba'alma and it's not going to passel the sukkah. Akapanim, over there we see a machlekes rishonim, ba'almar and the ravid. We see the riff and the ravid versus ba'almar and another rishonim. The Mara over there says you put in kalim into the sukkah. What does that do? Is the pshat sukkah just hecker ba'almi? And you're showing that you don't want to do the mitzvah, you're doing something which is mayah, something which is not the proper thing to do, and you're showing you want to do the mitzvah, but enechanam is sukkah's kosher. The riff said, and the rabbi says that no, when you bring in these kalim, it goes in and passels the sukkah, it's just a sukkah, and it's a passes and that's some sukkah, and you're not going to be yotze the mitzvah sukkah. Nafkamina is going to be, let's say, you came into the sukkah and you made a bracha when it was a mess. So according to the riff, it's a passless in the sukkah. We're not yitzim mitzvah shiva sukkah, and the bracha is a bracha vatal, and you have to go ahead and make another bracha. Yeah. I say according to other rishonim, there is no such thing. And it's just a the more of it is just hekar ba'almi, and it's not going to go ahead and pass the sukkah.
Huh?
What do you say?
Not
okay, we have to know what is what he's. Fine. So going to benegei kalim. No, we have Rashi, which says the Varda is the Varda Moyus. Why? Because these things you don't keep in the sukkah. You could learn it to Pshatim, it's just a Varda Bizei Mitzvah, or it could be a Chesaron Teshuva Kein Kedivur. Those are two ways to understand in Rashi. Tosfos learns the Varda of having these Kalim, it's a Chesaron Teshuva Kein Kedivur. We said according to Tosfos and Mordechai, it says no Makar not having a Kalim in the sukkah. And then we said over the machlekes machlekes rishonim, if you have it, is it going to passel it or not? The Gemara's mamshich, the Gemara says that if you light a candle in the sukkah, at a sukkah, the Gemara says, how sukkah gdela, sukkah tana, it's chalik din sukkah gdela, or sukkah tana. What's the chalik din sukkah gdela, sukkah tana? Tosfos says the chalik is that when you're dealing with a small sukkah, you're afraid that shema tisuf sukkasa, your sukkah is going to burn, and being that the sukkah is going to burn, therefore that's why you have to keep your candle out of the sukkah. As according to the Tosfos, what's he said it over is, that if you have a small, if you have a big sukkah, you have a candle, ma beya, what's the problem? If you have a small sukkah, there's a chash that maybe the sukkah is going to burn, and being this fast sukkah is going to burn, therefore you have to leave the candle outside of the sukkah. What's the problem of the sukkah burning? Ma beya beze. Is Tosfos telling you a smoky bear fire hazard rule? Or he's telling you a mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, that yeshiva sukkah in a matzav where, no, that's not how it was in my days, that's what it was, I don't know. Is he telling you a var just like, keep out of sukkah because like what are you doing? It's very dangerous. This is like the, you know, just rules of fire hazard. Or he's telling you a din yeshiva sukkah, that a yeshiva sukkah in a matzav where it's going to come to the day with the mitzvah, maybe that's a concern, a teshuv king to do, and you're not going to be yotzik for that, being that's a matzah. Well, or the part is that we're just chayshes that practically you're not going to have a sukkah anymore. I mean, you're not going to have a sukkah anymore. It's going to be this issue. The Bikri Yaakov understood in this mahalach, he said it over here, that the pshat is that it's going to burn down and you're not going to have a sukkah. That's the problem.
That is not right for sure.
No, I have one. I built a sukkah, right? I have my sukkah place. It's gonna burn down. I'm not a sukkah now. What am I gonna do? I'm out of a sukkah, and therefore that's gonna be the chisaron. So let's get Bikri Yaakov. Let's have two sukkahs, right? I have my sleeping sukkah, my eating sukkah. I have another sukkah. Avdaf gets a problem. All you said is worried about he's not over the reason mivatul mitzvasei. That if you have a small sukkah, he's mivatul mitzvasei, and therefore he says that if I have another sukkah, then it's not going to be a chisaron. I would have understood more parts of the pshat is that. In a matzav, we have it's a certain taste you can't do. We're living in a place where you might burn down. That's not a normal maisa yeshiva sukkah. No one lives in a house which, oh, I live in this house, let it burn down, move it to the next one, and bring on the next one. That'd be a chesaron in the Teshei Kein Tadur. But according to Bikri Yaakov, it's in Tosfos, the word of Vatim Sasei, have another sukkah, when that makes it a problem. Rashi says, sukkah k'tana shashir mutsumtsum zayin tvachim, also lenichem b'teicha. Rashi says, shashir mutsumtsum dafka zayin tvachim. So the Medayik in Rashi, that the Bach says, according to Tosfos, the word is that it's going to burn. So the Shir Lav Dafka is Simon Tvachim. Let's say it's 8 Tvachim. The Chilik Gemara says, Sukkah Tal, Sukkah Tal. Let's see how big it is. There's something small and big one. So the Bach says in Tosfos, the concern that it's going to burn, they said the Dover is anything that's going to be a fire hazard. What's considered a fire hazard? The gather fire hazard is probably, practically, it could be 8 Tvachim also, maybe it's going to be a fire hazard. It's a very big Sukkah, there's no Chashash, there's room, there's a place for the kids to run around, there's a place to move around, there's no Chashash. A small sukkah where it's crowded, then it's going to be a fire hazard. The Bach doesn't taste. This is lav dafka zayin tvachim. Even more than zayin tvachim, anything which can be a fire hazard, that's going to be chesaron. Rashi's mashma, lash mashi is what's sukkah gana shir mitzusim zayin tvachim also lenichem b'teicha. Dafka a shir mitzumsum is also to put in. What's the yisod davar? So the Balmar says pshat is that. We have a sheer sukkah, which is dafka zayin al zayin. If you go ahead and put something kalim there, so now you just made the sukkah less than zayin al zayin. You have a zaka zayin zayin. All of a sudden, you have a candle over here. So now, what's about zayin zayin? If our zayin zayin, I have room enough for rosh of rubai. I could spread out. I can fit into zayin zayin tefachim. Zayin tefachim, that's the person can fit in. Once you have other things over there, that's the might in the sheer sukkah. And therefore, it's going... What?
That's anything.
So, okay. So, the should be anything. So, Taz and Bach want to say... Even if it's not lit. So, Taz and Bach want to say... That has to be talking about your kaveyah there. If someone's metaltel, so it's not a chilek, I bring in a sefer to learn. So now we have a zayin. That's not going to pass the sukkah because it's not going to be metaltel because it's not something which is chilek and kaveyah there. They want to say, Shana Rasi is talking about kaveyah there, like attached to the wall or it's attached, it's a chilek of etzim tzuris abinu sukkah, and therefore it's going to be pachas mizayin azayin, and therefore that's the situation where it's going to be pasuk. Like, we have two malachim understanding Gemara. One malachim understanding Gemara is, it's a shir sukkah mitzumtzum. You're making less by your kaveyah. You're making less than the shir. Tosfos' learning is they said a davar that's going to burn down. It's going to be even if it's bigger than the shir. And in Tosfos we discuss is the vada thing about the mitzvah, or it's the vada chesaron teisur getting to do. Fine, it's getting late over here. I think Mar brings down yodik shamim. It's getting spoiled. So we can see, what does it mean the soup gets spoiled? What does it mean that soup gets spoiled? Does it mean that you're eating, and let's say you don't have any soup. You're sitting in the sukkah, and there's no soup. Is it a shear at the point where soup gets spoiled, or is it dafka? Or is it dafka that you have to have dafka?
If you don't have soup, then you never.
What do you say?
And if you don't have soup inside, you would never believe it.
And then that would not be considered. What?
You don't have to eat it, you can just be it.
Yeah, so the Shinnah Gemara my skim, we'll see more in the Torah about this, but it means down that the smag brings down Yidu Tiva Zatecha Tzuka. If we're going to Maka Iskaka, feeling like Tafshi Iskaka is a Shir Yachalotzis. It's just because it is Shir. And then he brings down any Mash McCain, not Mash like that, Mudloi Omar Kitesh Tisrach Hamakva, Elamisha Tisrach Hamakva. It doesn't say Kidesha Tisrach. A Shir would be Mash, but Kidesha Tisrach. The amount. Here is Mash, Misha Tisrach Hamakva. It's Mash with a Dafka. You have a soup and it's getting spoiled. And it's not just a Shir Ba'amma. We'll see more in the Torah about the God of that. Finally, where's Mamshik? So the story of Yosef and Abaya we spoke about, what the Shaka Bataya was. Fine. The Gemara brings down that if you're eating a sukkah and Shama come down, Ema Chikhan and Lalois, Achikhan Mesudasai. The Gemara brings down that if you're eating a sukkah and the rain came down, we're not Machikhan to come up, Achikhan Mesudasai. So what does it mean you went down? You went down, you don't have to come up. What does it mean that you went down? So the Lashon Rashi is Yerim Nas Sukling Mesudasa Bayis Ukshi Yoshev Loi Pasku Geshamim. Rashi says that you sat down, then it's Pasku Geshamim. Now the Gedah Dov is asking that you sat down. You did some type of Kvias, then you don't have to go up. Ashenkein, if you didn't do any Kvias, you didn't sit, so then the Halach is that there wouldn't be any Patur in the situation, and you would not be put in that situation. This whole discussion doesn't mean you sat down and you started eating, it just means you sat down. But according to Rashi, it doesn't mean you just went inside. It has to be you did some type of kvias, and that's the point where you're going to head and being potter. Now, what's the reason why you're potter in this situation? It's very sadistic. Why are you potter in this situation when you sat down? So Levush says the reason why you're potter is because Mitzvah is potter in a sukkah. So if I went into the house, I sit down and I'm already comfortable, that's considered Mitzvah. And being that mitzvah is potter min sukkah, that's the reason why you're going to be potter, and the potter is mitzvah. That's the Yisrael Adabras. The Bekri Yaakov's... What? Right, so Bekri Yaakov's is Merdek Karei. It's Merdek Chedesh, which comes up in Negea. That Mecha Teis is a potter mitzvah when you're not in the sukkah. Mitzvah, all the cases is, I'm in the sukkah, things are falling to the sukkah, it's raining, there's... pieces falling into the sukkah. So then we say the etzem yeshiva sukkah is a mitzvah. Do we find as a term mitzvah in terms of hachana or going and getting the sukkah? Right. I'm on a trip.
Right.
What do I say?
You're
sitting inside the sukkah and sacking to the God. He says, do we find that there's a mitzvah in the Echetimsa when it's not the Etzem Yeshiva Sukkah? It doesn't have to mean, let's say you're on a trip, you have to travel somewhere, or it's a big tercha. Is that called mitzvah or not? Is mitzvah only in the Etzem Yeshiva Sukkah? Or mitzvah is also chilek tercha going there? So the Pekarekev says that Mechetetsa is a pure mitzvah even in a situation where it's just a achana for the Sukkah Mechetetsa, you have such a concept. So he says the Chor of the Ran Zariah, right? The Ran which says when a person's sleeping, you have to wake the person up because that would be considered mitzvah, the Chor of the Abiraya. He says, maybe Yeshidcha is. What's other Ma'achel? Adam Shana Sugga. Other Ma'achel, Adam Shana Sugga over here is that the Yisrael Adav is that it's about a Teshva Kain Tadiru. It's not about a Mitzvah. The word is that being that there's not a normal thing, Teshva Kain, when a person, even in a regular situation, a person, if you're in your house, you wouldn't get up to go to somewhere else, it's not about a Mitzvah. It's about a Teshva Kain Tadiru. There's not a normal way a person does living in his house. Go in, you go out, back and forth, back and forth. And that's the reason why it's going to be part of the chesaron teishah you can do. It's not a vart of mitzvah. She says even the ran, maybe you can say that's what the ran means. The lashon ran definitely is mashmas a vart of mitzvah, but he wants to say it's a vart of teishu kain, teishu and kedirah.
The rain also, right?
It's not a second. So the Gemara says, in terms of sleeping, the Gemara is suffering when a person sleeping. It says Ashiyar. What does Ashiyar mean? Does Ashiyar mean that Alisa Shachar? Or does Ashiyar mean that not Alisa Shachar? It doesn't mean that the person wakes up. The Gemara is two stodim. On the side that it means that the Gemara is two stodim, right? Does it mean a person has to get up? Or is Alisa Shachar? It's Alisa Shachar. A person sleeping, what does that mean? A person sleeping, what would be the halacha, according to that side? Okay, so now there's a famous mice in Yeshiva Samir, right? The Mir had very few, they have thousands of bachrim and very few sukkahs. So, what do they do in terms of Yeshiva Sukkah? In terms of eating, you go in shifts. But sleeping doesn't really work in shifts. So, the story has it that they asked Rosh Hashanah, what should they do in terms of sleeping in the sukkah? So, Rosh Hashanah said, wait till the guy falls asleep. And when he's sleeping, just carrying him inside and bringing him inside. He says, because the whole din of sleeping in the sukkah, he said, the issue is to go to sleep out of the sukkah. If once a person is sleeping, there's no kimitz when a person is sleeping. There's just thing. There's concept of getting kimitz when a person is sleeping. So once a person is sleeping, just carrying him inside and bringing him inside, because at that point there's no kimitz, there's no chiyav, and somebody sleeping is like a shaita, is nothing, and therefore just carrying him inside, right? Wakes up, then I have to go back to sleep. Okay. That, as I talked to him, that was the eitzah which they gave. I can find him. But seeing that lach is big crock, whether that's true or not true. Akon, this Gemara definitely sounds like that, right? The Gemara decided to say that what? That when he's sleeping and it's raining, we'd have to go out and wake him up, right? Once he got to Elisha Shachar. So definitely that side of the Gemara. And the Ran also has a side like that in the Ainz. And the Ran also has a side like that, that you'd have to go wake the person up. It definitely sounds like when a person's sleeping, he does get a Kiyum Mitzvah. And he have a Chiyuv to go on a Sukkah. When he's sleeping, he won't say, oh, he's sleeping, don't wake him up. Or is no chiyuv, it definitely sounds like. The maskana of the Gemara is that you don't have to do it, it could be a super mitzvah. But definitely in the Havim, there's a sad that we see. This is kind of a shaita. This is kind of you're sleeping, you're shaita, there's no shaita mitzvah. No, that's what I'm trying to do.
It's when you're
shaita, you're not high. Most do study. The maskana is not like that. Kipshuta, you say, Asma star or chiyuv tircha the mitzvah. But not that the person is sleeping, a person is. And that person is. Hey, Shaita, one last thing, it's very late. We're getting a little long today. The Rebbe brings down that in terms of, the Gemara says that, Yiboilu Mishafik Lami. Who's Mishafik Lami? So the Rebbe brings down, is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pouring at us, or we're pouring it at HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Pashup Shaita is, what's Nafka Mina? No Nafka Mina. Nafka Mina just is, Stam. What? It's just showing like, what's going on over here. The Ritva over here says there's Nafka Mina. Nafka Mina is like this. So Nafka Mina is that, if the Shaita is that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pouring at us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, like, Adkan, now's the time to leave the sukkah. If it's a child that we're pouring out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Ritva, then maybe we should stay the sukkah a little bit longer. But you leaving the sukkah at this point, you're kicking the sukkah, you're being vowed as a sukkah. If it's on the side that you're the Eved pouring out the rabbi, so then, like the Ritva, you should stay in the sukkah a little longer because you're being vowed as a sukkah. If it's a sad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pouring at us, at this point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Adkan, time to leave. The Ritva says, but Sukkah Gemara comes out. That's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pouring at us, and therefore, as soon as it rains, when it gets to the point that it spoils the soup, so that's the point already that you could go ahead and leave. He says there would be an Afkamina halacha. Rav Yashar says, the Maaseh, the Russian ripping down this Gemara. Like, why bring down this Gemara? I'm an Afkamina. Pasuk Shad, just a Musar. Don't Afkamina halacha. So Rav Yashar would say, the Russian rip, oh, like the Ritva, the Pshad Zimur is claiming a Shaila. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pouring at us, and therefore it's the point to leave? If it's Pshad, we're doing it, it's like the Ritva, you shouldn't leave so quickly, you should stay around a little longer. And that's the pshat, the way the Russian riff brought it down. Aris, yeah.
When I say the pshat is...